This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Get on their mailing list, their email list. That's where you get the best, you get notified of the best specials. Go check them out. As we are getting ready for the Trump presidency, the Democrats are coming to terms with a couple of harsh realities. First, those pollsters got it wrong, didn't they? And second, will President Trump act unilaterally, like President Obama did? I remember many pundits saying that the Democrats will someday regret that they let President Obama do so much on his own, from going around Congress on Obamacare and immigration to dropping bombs here and there. And you know what? Someday starts on January the 20th. That is 33 days from today. I can't wait for the Democrats to suddenly discover constitutional powers and states' rights. Trump will inherit a presidency with expanded powers, because Obama has been a wartime president for 8 years, and he's handing his successor a very expansive interpretation of the commander-in-chief's authority to wage war around the globe. And that reading has continued to grow even as Obama prepares to pass control to Trump. In his final weeks in office, Obama has broadened the legal scope of the war on extremism. The White House confirmed this past Monday, as it acknowledged it for the first time, that the administration now asserts it is legally justified to take on the extremist group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. The determination is based on an expanded application of a 9/11 era use of force authorization, a statute Obama has repeatedly leaned on to justify military operations. That rationale has raised concerns about how Trump might use Obama's precedent to justify other overseas entanglements without consulting Congress. Now, the White House staunchly defends Obama's use of military power, arguing in a detailed report this past Monday that all operations have been firmly grounded in domestic and international law. White House counsel Neil Eggleston called the report a demonstration of how Obama has ensured that all U.S. national security operations are conducted within a legal and policy framework that is lawful, effective, and consistent with our national interests and values. And yet, the report, which Obama said should be updated annually, also reveals how his administration has relied overwhelmingly on the 2001 authorization, which even Obama acknowledges is outdated. The law's targets then were Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. A clause in the bill includes associated forces of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan or beyond. That clause is now being used as a catch-all for military action in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, Somalia, and Libya, plus the basing of U.S. troops in other countries. So in other words, Obama is partying like it's 2001. And at the same time, President Bush did go to Congress in both Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, no U.S. soldier should ever serve anywhere unless he is put there by a decision of a president. And it would be wise for Trump to visit with Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader McConnell and draft a new war resolution that addresses the challenges that we face today. It's been 15 years since this was put together. It would be good to have a debate on the floor again on those actions. At the Democratic Convention in 2008, they were chanting, "Yes, we can." And I wonder how many in the cheering crowd thought the constitutional professor would leave office without closing Gitmo and assume that he would start wars there anywhere simply by calling it terrorism. The Nobel Peace Prize winner that he is. Today is Pearl Harbor Day, 75th anniversary. And, you know, then we faced religious zealots, you know. The Japanese they believed that their attack against us was ordained by the heavens. And, well, we face some of that same zealotry today. In Japan, when we started landing on the outlier islands, the civilians there that weren't captured or engaged threw themselves off buildings, threw their children, not buildings, mountains, mountain peaks, you know, threw themselves off cliffs to avoid being captured because they were told and they believed that they would be tortured, raped, beaten, and probably eaten by the American soldiers. And they believed it to the degree of killing themselves by throwing themselves off mountains. Now, as we are going forward with Iran, with North Korea, I'm not really concerned about Russia because I think Putin and Trump sort of get along. I'm not really sure about that, but we'll see. But definitely with Iran, definitely with North Korea. We could find ourselves in a hot war anytime. Trump may, you know, Mattis may get out there and put together a plan to go out there and carve up ISIS. So we might be in a hot war pretty quick, and it'll be up to Trump and Mattis and his people that we can handle that. But once again, we find ourselves facing religious zealotry, just like we did 75 years ago. It's interesting that the two biggest attacks to ever take place on American soil are Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Interesting times that we live in now. Trump will have to undo much of the damage that the Obama administration has inflicted on military intelligence, because military intelligence is meant to be used by the military, not for some. It's not a political thing. It's a military thing, and we got to get out of that. Then we have to make sure that our aim in war is victory in every way, not just militarily. After Pearl Harbor, there was not the slightest doubt that total victory over Japan was the only end that we could take, that we could accept. And more than that, the American people were united behind that goal. And that was not only the proper strategy for victory, it was also the proper strategy for peace. The Japanese suicide bombers, following the mandates of their religion, died in order to give Japan the victory. They believed the heavens had determined for their sacred land. And the Japanese, although they haven't abandoned all the old religions, they never again, they're not going to allow that faith to be used for war. They have settled into a peaceful, prosperous, democratic, and free society now. They learned the lesson of war. They understand that war is hell, and they have backed away from it. And that is the final vital lesson for anybody to take away. Unfortunately, the rest of the world, besides Japan, hasn't learned that. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it falls to us to stand by and make sure that that continues to stay in place. When we get back, there's a Democrat out there wanting to strip the power of the commander-in-chief from Trump before he even gets into office. That's okay. We don't understand who won that last election, do we? We will be right back. You are listening to Lock and Load. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot Gun Belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Yeah, welcome back. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. You are listening to Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, an outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Representative Jim Himes, he's a Democrat from Connecticut, but make that D stand for destroyed, made his first step in stripping President-elect Donald Trump of his military power. He says because Trump has no foreign policy experience and operates on unpredictability, he is introducing legislation to ensure only Congress can declare war because they're so good at it. This is called the Reclamation of War Powers Act. He introduced this yesterday and attempts to curb the executive branch's power to carry out military actions. Now, I just told you how President Obama has expanded the president's role. And the thing about this particular law that makes it so stupid is it would have to go to the president for a signature. I don't think he's going to sign off on that one. The bill aims to cut funding for military missions not authorized specifically by Congress and would repeal authorizations for military force in Iraq and Afghanistan. Congress is and was and is guaranteed the power to declare war in the Constitution, and yet since 9/11 more military authority has been given to the executive branch. Now, because it is claimed he is erratic, Trump is now poised to be president. Himes said it's in the country's best interest that he be required to consult with Congress before taking any military action. And his justification for this is Trump's Twitter account. Now, I could give you some tweets and everything on that. But here's what it boils down to. That bill hasn't got a snowball's chance in hell. Not one. And it's a grandstanding ploy. And he's got as much experience with foreign policy as Obama does, or had when he came into office. I don't remember anybody challenging that. If they tried to challenge him at all, he just looked at him and said, "We won. I won. Okay, shut up. I won. I'm in charge. I won." So he set the standard, Democrat. There is an electoral college group out there, and they like Kasich as their compromise candidate to block Trump, which, you know, I don't really know the electors. The way the electors work is that there's 538 of them. That's one for each senator and representative in the House and three for D.C. Now, except for two states, the way this works is like this. And we're talking, I believe, Nebraska and Maine. In those two states, it is not a winner-takes-all contest. However, in all the other 48 states, it is winner-take-all. So whoever wins the state wins the electoral votes. That's the way it works. There is no law stating that they have to vote for their party. And there's no law stating that they have to vote for anything else. It's just the way the Electoral College is set up. It's a winner-takes-all proposition. Now, in some states, electors do have to vote in accordance to how their states went in the presidential election. And electors who go rogue could possibly face legal trouble. And that person would be removed from the slate of electors and replaced with someone who will abide by the state's election law. And as written, it's a fruitless exercise, as this is a Hail Mary attempt to block Trump. They're calling themselves the Hamilton electors, and they're trying to peel 37 Republican delegates away from Trump. They also reportedly have 8 Democratic electors who are ready to bolt from Clinton. They have chosen their consensus alternative is Ohio Governor John Kasich. Now, the Clintons wisely have kept their distance from this political tango, and the group's leaders adding that the power couple's distance is an asset in their lobbying campaign with Republican electors. But Bill Clinton is an elector from New York, so I don't know how long that talking point can hold up. Now, advocates for the long-shot bid to turn the Electoral College against Trump have been in contact with close allies of Hillary Clinton, according to multiple sources familiar with the discussions. But the Clinton camp and pantsuit herself have declined to weigh in on the merits of the plan. They're operating without regard to the Clinton campaign's views and without its assistance. And to some leaders of the anti-Trump effort, the lack of formal Democratic Party engagement is an asset as they attempt to woo Republicans. So they're also preparing for a wave of lawsuits challenging or a preparing a wave of lawsuits challenging 29 state laws that purport to bind electors to the results of the statewide popular vote. Those laws have never been tested or enforced, and many constitutional scholars believe they conflict with the founders' vision of the Electoral College as a deliberative body. Courtroom victories, I hope, will embolden other electors to join their cause. But they're running out of time. All 538 of them will meet on December 19th in their respective state capitals to cast the formal vote for president. Trump won the popular vote in the states that constitute 306 electors, easily above the 270 vote threshold. He needs to become president if all Republican electors support him. That's why the anti-Trump electors are working to persuade at least 37 Republican electors to ditch Trump, the minimum that they need to prevent this election, and join them in support of a compromise candidate, which could send the final decision to the House of Representatives, which means it's still Trump. Democratic electors have already revealed that they're close to consensus is Kasich. And he is increasingly seen as the most acceptable Republican alternative to electors on both sides. Kasich would be a fool. It would be political suicide to get involved in this. I know that he had a speech prepared to give when Trump lost. Trump didn't lose. Kasich is not a Trump supporter, but he is someone who accepts the results of an election. He lost the primary, and he saw the American people support Trump, and that's it. That's all there is, period. And I don't think he's that foolish. But, you know, we'll see. When we get back, Hillary may not be out of trouble just yet. She may still be deep in the heart of the legal woods, and it may be bad for her. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Although Trump has signaled, but he doesn't intend to appoint a special prosecutor to invest Clinton. Knowledgeable sources say that Hillary is still deep in the legal woods. And it's her fault that she's still in trouble. Now, Trump, remember when he went on 60 Minutes and he told Leslie Stahl, I don't want to hurt the Clintons. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them. Well, when Hillary joined Jill Stein and asked for a recount in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, some of that magnanimous part of it went away. Now Trump is listening to a chorus of vengeful Republicans who don't want to let Hillary skate on her use of a private email server and her pay-to-play conflict of interest with the Clinton Foundation. A sure sign that he's reconsidering his position came when he announced he was asking the renowned prosecutor Preet Bharara stay on as U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Now, Barrara has specialized in rooting out public corruption and is a close friend of James Comey, the director of the FBI, who still has an open criminal investigation of the Clinton Foundation. And Barrara's his jurisdiction extends to Chappaqua, New York, where Hillary stashed her homebrew email server. And Barrara and Comey have discussed the Hillary email case on several occasions. If he agrees to prosecute the Hillary case, he could bring it to the chief judge of the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York. She could assign the case to one of the Southern District's 44 judges, who in turn would then impanel a grand jury, either in Manhattan or in White Plains, the county seat and the commercial hub of Westchester County. The jury would decide whether the case against Hillary should go to trial. She's a long way from out of trouble. A long way. And like I said, it's her fault. One of the saddest things that I've ever seen other Americans go through is what the left is going through now. Because they're creating their own matrix. They have lost their grip on reality. And they have decided to create their own actuality. And the election of Trump has been the catalyst for the breakdown of their liberal minds. The Hillary boosters are still trying to figure out just what went wrong. I mean, this was the first woman president who's beat by a rather gauche person who talked about all kinds of gross stuff in the locker room, sounding like he was in a locker room. Instead of going through the five stages of grief, they've taken to creating an alternative universe where their ideology is still the unquestioned orthodoxy. Take, for example, Representative Himes getting out there saying, we will take away his ability to be the commander-in-chief. No, you won't. I mean, you can talk about it all you like, and I'm sure you'll get some press, but you're not going to succeed. What do losers do when they're confronted with their own impotence? Well, they turn to science fiction and they become the writers to help alleviate the mental pangs caused by the incoming Trump. To try to work with that, a writer at Newsweek decided to publish pre-written copy prepared in case Hillary had won. Fairy tale curator Zach Schoenfeld explains, we're living in a dystopian future. Some publications weren't so well prepared, you think? He collected various dispatches from left-leaning writers at different publications. It's no surprise that these journalists wrote in advance about Hillary's triumph. A lot of people on my side, some of you thought that Hillary was going to win. Everybody presumed, a lot of people presumed that Clinton win. So my question is, what exactly is the point of publishing any of this stuff now? What interest is served in doing this? Reporters are supposed to describe the real world, not a fantasy world. And this is reality avoidance at its most pathetic. So using fake news to live vicariously in a non-existent future isn't the only way liberals are coping with middle America's big screw you at the ballot box. Now that Hillary has decisively won the popular vote, which I'm not so sure it's decisive, calls for abolishing the Electoral College, of course, have reemerged. Think Progress had a headline, get ready for a major push to kill the Electoral College. Former Vice President Al Gore endorsed the idea. California Senator Barbara Boxer introduced a bill to make it so. We can't let that happen because then we become the United States of California. Period. And, a woman should not be denied the presidency. This is in their worldview. A woman should not be denied the presidency by a bunch of white men from 200 years ago that set up this system. The Electoral College should be tossed out by, like, leftovers. But while we have it, the college's electors should refuse to vote for Trump later this month. This is the same people. These are the same people who demanded that Trump accept the election results, no matter the outcome. And then logical consistency, that is truth based in reality, has never been the forte of the left. They'd much rather cry foul, take their ball, and go home. Now, Here's the thing about the Electoral College business. Both Trump and Clinton campaigned to win a majority of its votes. The presidency was never supposed to be a popularity contest. If that were the case, Hillary could have campaigned solely in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., and would have won the election. But she didn't, and it doesn't, and she lost. And this refusal to come to terms with the way the world works is at the core of progressive philosophy. When the truth doesn't turn out to be the liberals' preferred truth, a series of mental gymnastics takes place to alter that reality. And nearly all of those efforts prove futile. Another example, the leftists have claimed for years that gender and sex are distinct. Whereas sex is set, gender is not predetermined, but it's fluid. It's not true, but to some it seems plausible. To them it seems plausible. So now biology is out the door. Nicholas Matt, a gender studies professor at the University of Toronto, claims there is no such thing as biological sex. Get it? Whatever piece God fitted you with is not part of your inherent being. Genitals and chromosomes are now debatable. If we can't agree, having both X and Y chromosomes means you're a biological male, how are we supposed to reach agreement on any kind of truth? If we can't get that one right, that's a very simple one. If politics is the process of bringing together a shared moral vision of the common good and working out differences along the way, that very vision is imperiled by a total lack of regard for fact, which is, you know, that's the way it is. You know, a lot of people that they think of as kooks called a Trump victory. They called us kooks because we were calling for a Trump victory. Turns out we were a little bit like Nostradamus. When we get back, the Democrats are afraid of some of these military figures.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to address something real quick. In the chat room, I have us nameless, faceless ninjas feel left out with all the secret talk. And that was put out there today at 5 minutes till 9 a.m., which that meant they were looking at the replay. Whoever you are that put that out there, I'd really like to know what you're talking about. I don't want anybody to feel left out. There's no secret talk going on. There might be some stuff that you're not privy to, but, I mean, if you want to email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, I'd be happy to clue you in on whatever you got, whatever it is you'd like to know. Like I said earlier, we were remembering Pearl Harbor. We lost 2,403, and there was 1,178 Americans wounded in that one. There were questions raised then about our preparation and security, the lack of which allowed the attack. Today, we're at war with the radical Islamists. We have been at war with them since 1979. That was when Iran seized our embassy. And since 1979, we have suffered many attacks, such as the 1983 Marine Barracks attack in Beirut, which was my impetus to join the military. The 1983 attack on our embassy in Beirut, Mogadishu, the 1993 World Trade Center attack, Khobar Towers attack, the embassy attacks in Kenya and Zanzibar, the USS Cole, September 11th, Fort Hood, the Boston Marathon, and the numerous so-called lone wolf attacks by the Muslim terrorists. And Trump has promised to be more aggressive to fight and destroy the terrorists, and he has appointed men who share his goal and attitude, but also bring the skill set with them. You got Mike Pompeo to the CIA, General Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor, and General James Mattis to the Secretary of Defense. Mattis needs a congressional waiver to serve because of the rule prohibiting retired military to serve as Secretary of Defense within 7 years of retirement. General George C. Marshall obtained a congressional waiver to serve as Secretary of Defense under President Truman, a Democrat, at the start of the Korean War. Now, of course, some Democrats have announced they will oppose a waiver for General Mattis. Representative Adam Schiff, ranking Democrat member of the Select Committee on Intelligence, said on December 6th that while General Mattis would make an excellent Secretary of Defense, Democrats may oppose the waiver to confirm him because there may be too many military types in the Trump administration. Schiff said, "What may tip the balance for me is if the president-elect populates even more positions within the administration with even more military figures. I'm going to have a lot of heartburn about this. If he starts making those other nominations, it's going to place the Mattis waiver in real jeopardy, at least as far as Democrats are concerned." That's consistent with what Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced when she said she would oppose the waiver. "Because civilian control of our military is a fundamental principle of American democracy, and I will not vote for an exception to this rule." Okay. I understand civilian control. I get that. Just as I also understand that the civilians, since World War II, civilian control has been what has compromised most of the military operations we've been involved in. Because it becomes politicized. It is militarized, but it also becomes politicized. We start listening to polls, and we start listening to opinions and focus groups and all these other things, and protests and all this other stuff, which, without the backing of the civilian chain of command, that seriously undermines the capability of the military members out there trying to do the deed. Now, for those that are out there saying, well, you know, too many military types, I like the military types because they will simply just get on with the job. That's what they do. Mattis is eminently qualified to serve as Secretary of Defense during our war with terrorists. There is no rational basis to oppose his nomination. There's no danger of the military taking over, some Democrats profess to fear. You know, up to this point, right, it's been me and you who've been afraid the military was going to take over, right? That's what they would tell us. And they would also tell us we can't possibly hope to fight them. Trump will be the one setting the policy, and the Secretary of Defense will report to the president. He will be taking his orders from the president. Being Secretary of Defense does not mean that you have carte blanche to do whatever you want. The Democrats are playing politics with one of the most important nominations during a time of war. And Democrats should remember December 7th and set aside their petty politics for the best interests of this country. They should do that, and they should do it now. And stop messing around with it. Stop giving me a bunch of junk. I don't want to hear it. Coming out of California, their lawmakers there, the entirety of California has decided to be one big sanctuary state, which is basically what it is now. We've been hearing from mayors like Bill de Blasio and Rahm Emanuel pledging to push back against President-elect Donald Trump's immigration policies, which is he intends to simply enforce the law. And he's going to start with the criminal illegal immigrants first. De Blasio and Emanuel both pledged to protect illegal immigrants living in their sanctuary cities from Trump's deportation plans. I personally think, starting with Emanuel, starting with De Blasio, that the feds should go to these city seats of government and arrest everybody there that's involved in that policy for breaking the law. I thought the feds were supreme. Coming out of California, we get Democratic Assemblyman Mark Levin of San Rafael calling Trump's immigration policies ethnic cleansing. Now we're just going to start adopting new phrases that have nothing to do with what he's talking about deporting those who are criminals. Then you hear Senator Ricardo Lara, Democrat from Bell Gardens, whose parents were immigrants in this country illegally before they gained citizenship. He said opponents of rolling back current policies are going to fight proponents of mass deportations on the streets. They're projecting a street fight in order to keep the illegals here. The dreamers. Guess where we step in? Gun owners. I don't know how they're going to do it. It will be the illegals doing the fighting, I guess, because the politicians are not going to be doing the fighting. In addition to putting a stop to Trump's deportations, the California lawmakers have also proposed legislation to provide attorneys to illegal immigrants, deny assistance to a potential registry of Muslim immigrants, and insist that California voters must first have a say on any kind of wall along the Mexican border. In other words, they're trying to not make Trump's life easy, except the problem here is that constitutionally the border is Trump's. That's part of their problem. The other part of the problem is that Trump has a mandate. You don't think he does? He does. He's got a mandate, clear cut. Very clear cut. And this is going to be one of the things that's going to be a test. If he actually does it, he'll be President Trump till 2020. And then we'll be looking at President Pence. Think I'm kidding? Trump intends to succeed. He intends to keep his promises. He's already doing it out there. He's already kept jobs from Carrier here. Not all of them, to be sure. But he kept the vast preponderance of them. Now he's got a $50 billion investment from a Japanese bank. He's not even the president yet. He's out there making moves. See, Hillary won't answer the phone anymore because she was making moves because she thought she was going to be coordinated, but that didn't work out. But that's, you know, we'll cover that another day. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. Because it is Wednesday and it's the world according to Second Call Defense, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Thinking, yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.